Okay. Continuing Yonei Sarara, packet Hay. Okay. So we begin with certain psukim. That are relevant for what we call b'inyan ksav rabbonus v'amistayif. And the question is, whether a person could meshabit himself for a certain amount of time to someone else, is that a violation of Kilibnei Yisrael Avadim Avadayhem? In other words, we're Avdei Hashem.
Not Avadim
Avadim. So, is there any, in other words, if you take a rabbinical contract or something like that for a certain amount of time, is that going to be a violation of being an Eved to somebody other than the Ribbono Shel Olam?
Who would be an Eved? Who would this be?
In other words, if you're, say, working for somebody, so you're the worker, and he's the employer.
So. What's the habit mean that that's after?
Oh, so we'll see. We'll see. Let's see. So let's see. Let's see. We have this pasuk: "Kalibadei shal avadim avadei heim acharitziyam meir ani Hashem ukechem." And take a look in the Gemara Kedushin. Achav beis amid beis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai hey adorish. It's a mikra zekim chol ma manishtana ozen mikol ivarm shebeguf hamakadosh baruch hu ozen sheshoma bekoli al har Sinai b'shasha mati kli bnei Yisrael avodim v'lo avodim l'avodim holach zeh v'kona odom la'atzmo yirotze. Selling himself as an eved ivri, so. And here he wants to continue. So what's the story? When is this a violation of doing something wrong? Because obviously the Gemara is saying, he says, "Ahavti es Adoni es Ishti ves Banai lo etzei chofshi." So then I don't want to get out. So what's the time limit? What's the hagdara? And we have another pasuk here in Re'ei. Lo yikshav einecha b'shalecha oso chofshi mimach ki mishne schar sochir avodcha shei shonim v'yiracha Hashem olkecha b'chol asher tase. The Rashi says ki mishne schar sochir mikan amru eved ivri oved bein bayom uvein balayla. Eved ivri works bein bayom bein balayla zehu Kiflayim, that's the Mishnah. Shavodas Chira Yom. Right, in other words, normally a person works in the daytime. You go home at night. But here the Eved works at night also. What does he do at night? Because the Odon gives him a Shivcha to be with, produce kids, to produce Avadim. So that's his night work. So that's the Mishnah Schar Socher of the Eved. And then we have another pasuk. So we have to put up all these psukim together and figure out what is the story here. And then we have a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Vata diber Hashem lemor b'sholosh shonim kishnei socher v'niklo kvod moav b'chol hamon harav u'shar ma'ad mizar lo kabir. So he writes here, Mutsudas David, So look at the Radak. Klomar, at Shalosh Shani Mitzumtzamos, Kimei Sachir, Shumdakni Mizman Leusivalov, Kaintavara Almov at Shalosh Shani Mitzumtzamos, Kvodo Yoshu Lakalon. So something about a 3-year limit. So what is this 3-year limit and what does this have to do? So if you look in the Mordechai. Yeah. So if you want to see, look in Rashi. I thought Dibra Hashem called Karvas and Purnas Lemish. Mashal Shonim said, "Shir Shalosh Shonim Shesiu Es Chasadcheir." That Keshetzar Al Shomron As Rehu Below Betzak Ilu Hayu Lo Schirim. There is they for 3 years they helped Sadcheir, like as if they were working for Sadcheir.
Moav did.
Yeah, the fichach v'nikol kvod Moav. Ben kol shar hamono shal sachev, she shitvim b'shvi b'toch hachel v'yelech l'chem v'forsh b'seder olam shetev amonim v'olodim shvim b'sayim me'osam, she tzar al shomron. That the Moav helped what? Sacheriv, when he was what? Putting a siege on Shomron for 3 years. And therefore what? Therefore what? So therefore he what? So he's going to get punished. What? He's going to get... So... What?
More of it.
Mo is going to get punished for helping Sacheriv siege Shomron for the 3 years. So 3 years he did it is considered worthy of punishment, and therefore he's not going to be such a strong power anymore. So let's see. So let's take a look at the Mordechai for a second on page 5. Hayinu k'tziv ki mishne schar shachir avodcha. Mishne schar shachir is 6 years. Because it says in Yeshaya, Shalosh shonim ki mei schir. So, in other words, when it talks about how many years Moav worked for Sancheiriv, it says he worked for him for 3 years. And that's the amount of time, like a regular worker. Shnei Schir is you employ yourself for a 3-year contract. So Mishnah, so that's what the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, that it was for 3 years, Shalosh Shonim. So when we read the Pasuk in Chumash, when it says, Mishnah Schar Sochir, so that's what? 6 years. Double three. So in other words, the Pasuk in Yeshaya tells us that Yimei Schir, which is the time that Moav was helping out Sancheiriv, was the time of the amount of a Schir. And when the Pasuk says in Re'eh, Ki Mishnes Chasochir, that's three doubled. So let's see. Imkain Evid Ivri Vav Shonim. So Evid Ivri is Mishnes Chasochir. Because He's a Mishnah scharzer here. Three times two. Mishnah. Schir is 3 years, that's the pasuk in Yeshaya. Mishnah schir is a double schir. Yeah, in other words, Rashi is saying that, is interpreting that it's referring to the nights, but without that pshat, you just say simple, it's the schir is normally 3 years, and the mishnah schir is 6 years.
But it's
not
at night.
Yeah, not working with the night thing. Right, that's another pshat. So he says, nearly the high time he actually zara the melamed or the sofer or shar malachas in haske atzma liyos the base balabais liyos bekevi imo liyos somlach al shulchan or beli hefsek yoser migimel shanim. So if you want to work for a balabas, so it's not like you people work at a 9-to-5 job and you go home. So that's just a regular job. That's not a, like similar to abdus. Abdus means that what? They're in the house. They live in the house. They live in the base balabais. And they're eating from him. Mamish, full-fledged thing. Bli hefsik. So he says, it's also to do that for more than 3 years. Why? The whole thing, we shall show him. Nafkele mitoras here. What? In other words, you can be a schir, so you can be a schir. You can be an employed worker. Not just a worker, but a real 24/7 worker. But you shouldn't do that more than 3 years. Because then you violate Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim. There's a real full-fledged evidence, a six-year thing. Then you get a Shivka Knanis, your Kona, but if you see, what's really Avdus is 3 years is a schir, after that you're an Evid. And you're not supposed to be an Evid. Now the Torah has a concept of a full-fledged Evid, that you go for 6 years when you can, they pay you money, and then you pay back your Chayvison, and you even get a Shivka Knanis in it, and the whole thing. So there is a partial of Evid, but here, once you are more than 3 years, you're some status of an Evid, and that's not a proper status to be in. Because you're only supposed to be an Evid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you take a if you live in the guy's house and your mama, she's paying you for your, he's giving you food, he's giving you whatever, and you're living by him and you're working for him, you're sleeping for more than 3 years, then you violate this halacha of libidei Yisrael Avadim.
Where do we learn after 3 years?
That's the pasuk in Yeshaya.
Oh, right.
What do you think?
Why even edit after that? I understand 3 years.
Because once you're no longer a schir, then we call you an Evid.
That's not like, why? Can't you just be a labor of words longer?
Roshan?
Is this kind of more of that? It just says that after 3 years of work, you would have that same word?
Yeah, let's see 1 second. So if you're not a full Evid, 6 years. But once you're nafka b'tar schir, then that's called an Evid.
I understand if I have a job for 6 years.
No, but if you have a job for 6 years.
I've been an Evid this
No. No, because you don't live in their house, and you don't eat from them, and you don't... You work in some profession. Everyone has jobs for more than 6 years, but they're not... They're not a situation where they're living in the guy's house and they're eating in his house and they're, you know, they're full, a full.
But you don't have to do that. You don't have to live in the guy's, you know, unless they're as part of the agreement. Hey, you pay for my room and boarding and I'll do the service for you. If I'm happy with this situation, that would be.
Yeah, in other words, if you're totally.
Immersed.
In other words, you live by him. You live by him. In other words, he's paying you to live by him. I want to sleep in. I want to.
Also, it seems like there's no vacation days if it says that he has sex.
Yeah.
So you have to be in the house
365.
Right. 365. Is that for me?
No, I was
thinking
of a nanny. Right. Yeah, I don't know if you might. I don't know. Let's see more. Let's go slowly. Let's see how this develops.
I'm still trying. I'm also not grasping where the how you get to that gap.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna see. Go slow. Okay, you want to see in, well, let's look now in Love Metzia. So there is a Tosis in Love Metzia, and Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Look at Tosin. They're leading. Kamokum mutar la'adam lahaskir atzmo. The davka evit imishenin yochel lachzibor. Beidu yotzei kodem zmano. El b'shtar shichur over mishum avodehe. So Tosin says, no, you could rent yourself out. It's only an evit ivri. Right, but an evit ivri can't. Evit ivri is kanoi la'adam. In other words, he's saying you're working for somebody in a situation that's similar to... So he says, that's okay. But the Gra points out that this Tosis is against this Mordechai. Look at the Gra. V'agos Mordechai Osir, V'yosir Misholosh. What? Yeah. Hagos Mordechai. That's what we just read. Oser. Beoser Misholosh. He's saying there's nothing wrong. If you want to be maski, see, when you're an Eved, the Adon actually owns you. There's a kinyan on the person for your malacha. He owns you l'gabi the malacha. Like Shechto says from the Miri, Dekalaparis, whatever. He owns you for the malacha. So here he doesn't own you. You're renting yourself out. But your mom is renting yourself out for... So the Tosa says, so what? That's still not Avdus. Right? He's just the rental. Avdus, your mom owns you. He owns you l'gabi malacha. And you can't be chozerbo. Okay. Yeah, so let's see. Let's go slowly and we'll try to understand everything. So let's look now in the Shulchan Aruch. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Hiskil apol b'malacha, page 7. Hiskil apol b'malacha v'chazabo b'chatzi hayom. Paul, he's my worker. And then he says, I want to quit. So he could quit. Because he's getting paid. See? You can quit. A few key bill kvar dvei schiris. Where it say he's already paid him for the job. I want you to paint my house. And then he decides, enough. A few key bill kvar dvei schiris ve'en biyodol l'shalim l'bal habayis yochel lachzer bo v'amos kovalov sh'nemar l'mki libni yisol avodim v'lo avodim l'avodim. So the Mechaber Shita is like the Tosfos, that you could... That if you are a poel and you agree to do a job, and he already paid you for the job, but you want to discontinue, so you can discontinue in the middle of the job. And even though you already spent the money, still discontinue, owe him the money. Because he doesn't own you. It's just a schiris. And that's okay. But the Ramah says, the high time also the poel of Philip Milamed of Sofer Haski Asmodos based Balabayas Bekeva Sholoshonim. He says, so he quotes the Mordechai, that you can't be bekvius more than 3 years. Because more than 3 years, you're no longer a schir. The chiddush of the Mordechai is that once you're no longer a schir, you're an eved. And you're never allowed to be an eved to anyone but Hashem. Whereas there's the parsha of Avdus, you know, that if you need the money, the Torah is matir to do that. But stam, to be an eved, you can't be an eved. Can't be an eved. So Tosfos Shita is no. That's not an eved. If he doesn't own you, that's not an eved. An eved is what schiras is just. That's not an eved. Yeah, that's what we just talked about.
According to Mordechai, would he be able to get rid of the money that he owes
So we'll see. Let's see. So take a look. That's a good question. So look at the Chasam Sofer. There's a famous truva of the Chasam Sofer. There's a fascinating tshuva from the Chasam Sofer Or Chaim, Simon Reshvav. So look here, we're on the left side, where I put the arrow, on the left side. Nogim Barov Tfusus Yisrael Lichtov Shtar Harabonus Al Zman. He says there's a minug that you write a shtar rabbanus, for 3 years, in the contract, 3 years, 4 years. Yeshal gimel shanim, yeshal chamisha shanim. Umeolam lo nishma. You see, these are the old rabbanus. It's not like today they have a contract and they really mean it. 3 years and you're out. or if they don't like you, you know. He says, Chasam Sofer says, Me'olam lo nishma sha'achar klos hazmana hu heitzin achi ve'yabaruso. No one ever meant that after, it never happened for Rabbanim, after 3 years he's finished. But time a minute, so why do they write? You see, today they write it because they want to get rid of the rabbi after, or have an option to get rid of the rabbi after 3 years. But he says, in those days, no one's getting rid of the rabbi. It's a lifetime thing. So what's the minig? Atama minig al pi mashkozu b'shulchan aruch she'osu l'poel l'malam l'iskor atzmo yosem migimul shonim. That you can't rent yourself out, so to speak, for more than 4 years, more than 3 years. Din kein yotzu michlal schir v'nichnas l'kol evit. Because if you work for somebody, in other words, a full-time working situation, where it's 24/7, you're in his domain, and you do it for more than 3 years, that's called avdus. That's called avdus, and you're not allowed to be an eved. You can only be an eved to Hashem. Oh, 1 second.
Maybe I would have thought just the person.
So he says that's why they write, say, a contract for 3 years, to say it's only for 3 years. Not to say that you're going to get fired after 3 years, but not to violate this isser of being an eved to somebody. How do we know 3 years? That's a pasuk in Yeshaya, that a schir is 3 years. Mashum l'shnei schir, em gimel shonim, uvetor k'siv evedevi k'ishm nishnes chas hochir avot hoshay shonim, aynu, Pamayim kishnei sochir, who pays the also the haske atzmo biyoser mishol shonim. Achrashi bechumish al pisifri pays mishne sochir that shoved even if he oved by yom uvalayla. That's a different pshat, right? That's what you asked. It's your kasha, Rav Lavi Shlita. The gam hasu bi Yishaya posik shol shonim kishnei sochir pays gam kein pays acher. In kein enu muchach lasor yoser migimol shonim. There are the pshatim, so it's not 100% that you have to say this pshat. Rach shelo yeh muskro l'shei shonim. Right, it could be that the answer is, yeah, al kein yesh kosim shtar habonish al sholosh shonim, v'yesh al chamesh shonim, aval stam in kosim. Because when you have a shtar habonish, you don't write, you know, without years, because then it sounds forever. And forever, then you're violating. So they do it in 3 year intervals, so you shouldn't, or 5 year intervals, depending upon what's the issa. So you, but this way, they'll renew it every 3 years, but again, not mitzad that they might need to fire, you know, that's not lo baba chashbon, the Chasam Sofer is, but you shouldn't violate the... Right. You can't be an eved to the kehila. The kehila. Kehilo. Right. Right. Then he says, "Ramo Yordeya, Shema Kolbo, Sheein La Salek Shum Rav Chutz Im Haminig Beir Lachlif as manius, right? That's what we saw. Once you have a position of srara, then you're good. You're good to go. Except if the minhag is to have different rabbanim come every year. Like someone gave a good example, like rabbinic interns. So everyone knows rabbinic interns is a 2-year thing, a 1-year thing. So then there's no problem. 1 year you're out, 1 year you're out. But right, but a rav, position of a rav is not a 1-year thing. In fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, even if it says in the contract 1 year, that doesn't mean anything. You're mukhsar. Unless the rav did something improper. And then they can take him to a din Torah and remove him. But basically, he's a Yirei Shemayim, and he's... Right, but yeah, but sometimes some people. The ideal.
If you're hiring the guy, you're hiring him to be there
forever.
For the long haul, right.
But unfortunately, in this day and age, it depends. Sometimes, you know, innocent rabbanim get the raw end of the deal. Sometimes maybe the attack of the rav did something that's not proper. Or not, you know. So that you need a real bezdin, you know, But if not, he's... So that's what the Chasam Sofer says. So Avadi, the contract is not to get rid of the rav.
No.
The contract is so the rav should not violate the iser of being an Eved Lavadim. Yeah, all right.
It sounds like the Rav could still, even by staying there for a certain amount of time, he would become Eved by staying there, meaning
he would accept a 3-year contract for the whole thing.
No, because each... If you hold that it's a din of 3 years, every 3 years is a schir, you're allowed to be a schir, but you can't be an Eved.
Since
the contract is it a 3-year intervals, so it doesn't matter that 3 plus 3 is 6, that's more than 3. It doesn't matter because you never would meshabed yourself for more than 3 years.
Maybe every
3 years. What?
Instead of a full year, we get 3 years.
A week, a month. See, unless the minhag is to have a position that's every 2 years. I mean, well, there are positions like in this day and age, like a rabbinic intern. That's like someone said, that would be a good example. Like he's the rabbinic intern in the Young Israel of whatever. For 1 year, 2 years, then they get another rabbinical intern. But if your position is a position that's, like Ruby said the other day, another say that it's normally a long haul position. So even though in your contract it says, that's why someone told me, a Rav told me that in his contract it says beferish that there should be no chazakas, you know. So the question is that really minding up the halacha? Even if you're right, that was the question with Rav, I didn't show it to you yet about the Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich. Rabbi Kellerman showed it to me.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Yeah, I said it over, but I didn't put it in a packet.
Yeah.
He says, well, basically he said, well, we pointed out last week, that all the kibbutim in the shul have no chazakas. He didn't ever, like someone pointed out, he never said the rabbanus itself doesn't have a chazak. He only said about the kibbutim in the shuls don't have chazakas. But on the other hand, you know, if some shuls, you know, there can be a very bad situation in the shul. Like, it's just a bad, like a bad situation in the shul. And, you know, so even though technically he has a chazaka, but, you know, you got to do something to help the situation. You know. Getting another job?
Yeah, it's something, another shul.
Oh, so let's see. Let's just finish this and then we'll see. And then he quotes the Kolbo that we saw last week. Then he says, "V'akol chesar kolam and he the kol shizman b'shtaher abonis." The left side, the second paragraph. And then he says another thing, that the reason why you write his shah is Lotovas Harav. A maskir, she yochol machzer bo achre close hazman. In other words, the reason why he says one idea is that you should violate kivli bnei Yisrael avodim, the law of avodim lavodim, and then also say after rav, for the rav's benefit, say he doesn't want to be there after 3 years. So then that's the why you have 3 years, not for the balabatim to throw him out after 3 years. That they're not allowed to, but the rav could leave if the, oh, people don't think that way. Yeah. This is the Chasam Sofer speaking. I'm not speaking, it's Chasam Sofer. Need to cause it. It's kedai to know every tshuva in the Chasam Sofer. Yeah, right? Every tshuva. Rav Breuer, he was a Hungarian Rav, right?
Yeah.
He was born in Hungary. He was a real Hungarian Rav.
That's made from the line of Budapest.
Yeah. Of course. And where do you think Rabbi Cassidy learned Mila from? From Rabbi Hananya Cohen.
Right.
It was also from Budapest, right?
Yeah.
So this is a Hungarian, you thought it was German, it's really Hungarian. He's the coast of Zman Mishtar Rabbanus, Hainu Tovas Harav. You see, people think, the problem is people think, oh, this is Rav Moshe's chiddush. Chasam Sofer said it already. See, because in this door, people don't open up the Tshuva's Chasam Sofer. That's the problem. They're lucky they open up the Igros Moshe, but it's a Chasam Sofer. It's a Chasam Sofer that says that you can't. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right. I already said the same Lashon.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. Right. Maybe it's just. Okay. Interesting. Okay, because of Ramad the Talib of Minuk, Velo Nishma, Velo Nira, Meola, Medinus Halalu. It's mamish like. This is. Yeah, Ruby, this is mamish like the Chasam Sofer. It's like almost word for word. He says, Velo Nira, Velo Nira, Meola, Medinus Halalu. She, Siru Haravri, Du Mikesa Rabbana, Kisi Rabbana Shalom. Vchein Lo Yasa. But in America, it's. So Sofer needed, yeah. Shafilu. Ovel Bezdin Shasorach. What's Ovel Bezdin? Av Bezdin should be right. It's a mistake. Av Bezdin Shasorach. Ema Virin Oso. Ein Menadin Oso. Fumitakaris Usha. Shubi Shalvi. Right.
So it's not that some district, you can't eat that when he's been in hell, but walking to Nauvoo.
Right.
And he's our mother, playing him in Nauvoo. But he said that. But we never heard that people were over abundance. Therefore, you can't remove them even if they have a contract.
Right.
So you think, in a country, if they have a contract, you can't remove them. However, if there is a minnow to remove them at a certain point, then you could remove them. It doesn't mean if you hold you can't remove them with a contract, you could remove them if there's a minnow. But they answer the relation.
If the minnow would be, that Rabbanim would be...
Right, so that's the answer to the Rabbanim and the Rabbanim.
Right.
There's a contract. A contract is not a minimum.
Right, exactly.
But Rabbah is saying, you can have a contract with
right.
If there's a minimum,
would agree to that. Right. It's just
that most people...
But the minimum is not. I mean, the minimum is the rough. A rabbinic intern, that's a different story. Even assistant rabbis... When I was growing up, there was no such thing as an assistant rabbi.
Yeah,
never. This is a new thing. Assistant rabbi. Never heard of such a thing. You know, the rabbi of the shul. You know, every shul had four people, paid employees. The rav, the chazan, the shamus, and the secretary. That was not a shul. You see, you fellas grew up with, you never knew what a shamus was in a shul. Shamus was usually a European person who couldn't be the rabbi because he didn't speak English so well. So he couldn't give the sermons. So he wasn't going to be, and he was in charge of getting the lulav and esrogim, learning with the balabatim and Yaakov between Mincha Maariv during the week, sending out the yortzeit cards. Sometimes he was the bal korei. Well, the shuls had it. Very few shuls are left with a shamus. But I grew up, and the shamus in the shul was known as the reverend. I was very close with Reverend Lokich. Reverend Lokich? Young Israel of Brookline. We were very close. He was nifter recently. So he was, he was in Warsaw. So when he was a kid, they had a machlokas, him and his friend, about something. So they said, we're going to Rabbi Menachem Zemba to he'll adjudicate our dispute. So he was like the old time shamasim. I grew up with, now this generation, and whatever. What? Oh, because they are the old, they have old menhagim, old things. Right. Oh, so let's look in the Chavos Yair. What's up there?
So I think maybe Rabbeinu is saying the same thing. It's not that it never happened. I think maybe Rabbeinu is saying that we never found that there's a minhag to remove a rav at a certain point.
Ah,
and
that's a good word.
Minhag, therefore you can't remove a rav.
Good gazot. Good gazot. Very good. That's a good word. I like that word. He's saying the Moshe doesn't mean he's not naive to say that it never happened. I give you stories of this and that, a lot of stories. But what he means to say is, but that was never the common minhag. Like a rabbinic intern, that's the way it is. Every year you get another, who's the rabbinic intern this year? Who's the rabbinic intern? Every year, every 2 years, whatever, the rabbinic intern. Oh, so now let's look at the Chavos Yair on page 12. What about Chazan? Chazan shenizkabel b'kal kodosh al yidei chav gimel anoshim. The chazan was accepted by 23 people. Al gimel shonim, a 3-year contract. U'motzachein b'neim, and they liked him. It was good. U'bikshu b'menu sheizkasher ba'ola u'v'shvua. They wanted him to take a shvua. Shalo yisa mehem l'kal kodosh acheres toch yud shonim. They wanted that he should take a shvua that he's going to stay for the next 10 years. They liked him so much. V'nitzratza lehem b'tanai shegam heim yikablu od al gimel shonim v'yosivu lo al tzchor v'nitzratza. And he's, that's what they said to him, and he says to them that they should accept him on another 3 years. V'nishba lehem ashatz gam parashim kiblu b'shvur shalo yikru tov vav shonim. Then, there was another shul who wants to hire him. You hear what I'm saying? In other words, they want him to stay. They want him to take a shvua that will be there for 10 years. And after 3 years, another shul will give him an offer. So he says the shvua is not chal. Why? Davalei la'avur la mitzvah. The poor shehiskir asim al yosim migim l'shanim. So it's interesting that that's what they want to claim, that I took a shvua to be the chazan for the next 10 years. It's nishma levatel as a mitzvah, because you're not allowed to be more than, you're not allowed to be a poel more than 3 years. And then in the footnote he quotes from the Baruch Tam that maybe the poel is only a poel that's, you know, that you're living in the house. It's not just you're working at a job. You have a contract with a job. Like more people have a contract, they go home. So it's not. And then he says, "V'nirulish ein bedvar klum shekvar rabu hadayas to mutar afil biyosim migimul shanim." And we saw the Tosis holds that you could be. Vod yadush achazonim einam ala rov bali masa matan u bala yicholus mukrochem hasker atzmam l'shatz v'kein afil l'skasher av l'zman v'ru b'shori. Okay, so we have to see how this is, but this is the question about this is the question about the about a chazan.
The whole idea that someone is involved by the other person is that he can quit whatever he wants. So why would he be locked in? He can just say he quits, you know?
Yeah.
He's not
owned by them, right? You're asking, how could there ever be an issue to do it? There was. He's saying these two things seem to be contradictory, because you can't be masking yourself more than 3 years, but he's saying since you could quit, so maybe that will become mutter.
That's how I understood places.
Right, so
he was saying that you can always quit, therefore it's not the same thing.
Right, I guess the other sheet is holding. The other sheet is, yeah, okay, we'll have to see. Okay, Bez Hashem, next week we'll start again from this Tosus. Okay, so Bez Hashem, next week we'll see more about this. Okay, so tomorrow Bez Hashem will have the Bechina. No, there is Shir tomorrow. The Bechina is from 10:30 to 12, you have the sign-up sheets. And then 1:30 we have a new packet, packet Yud. And then we're going to have Mincha. Please stay for Mincha, we need a minion for Mincha. You have to realize these times, if you don't do Mincha now, you're going to probably forget. So you got to daven Mincha now. And now you can daven Mincha even according to Rav Moshe Feinstein.
But Rabbi said last week that that you're going to forget to daven. You're going to daven twice.
No,
if you
but on Sunday, on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, okay.
Tuesdays.
Got it.
Sunday.
All right.